and yet the thought of leaving angered him as well. So much was still undone. Robert and his council of cravens and flatterers would beggar the realm if left unchecked, or worse, sell it to the Lannisters in payment of their loans. And the truth of John Aaron's death still eluded him. Oh, he had found a few pieces, enough to convince himself that John had indeed been murdered, but that was no more than the spoor of an animal on the forest floor. He had not sighted the beast itself, though he sensed it was there, lurking, hidden, treacherous. It struck him suddenly that he might return to Winterfell by sea. Ned was no sailor, and ordinarily he would have preferred the King's Road, but if he took a ship, he could stop at Dragonstone and speak with Stannis Baratheon. Pycelle had sent a raven off across the water with a polite letter for Ned requesting Lord Stannis to return to his seat on the small council. As yet there had been no reply, but the silence only deepened his suspicions. Lord Stannis shared the secret John Aaron had died for. He was certain of it. The truth, he sought, might well be waiting for him on the ancient island fortress of House Targaryen. And when you have it, what then? Some secrets are safer kept hidden. Some secrets are too dangerous to share, even with those you love and trust.